You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Andrew Pizzicalis, and you know what it's like when I get up in the morning and I'm like, oh man, what do I got to do today and stuff? And I'm like, oh shit, I got some guests. I'm going to be filming a show. And today, I am super absolutely pumped because I got my boy Mayhem with me, and he brought some fucking cool motherfuckers to hang out with us today. why don't we let you take the lead on that?
You know, man, I brought my man Franklin in. Franklin is, there's no words to really describe this cat. I got the pleasure of hanging out with the other day doing a photo shoot at our other, at the main spaceship, you know what I'm saying, in Hollywood.
Yeah, main spaceship in Hollywood.
Right now, you know, we're at the Pistacalis' Army's spaceship over here right now, which is just about ready to take off for launch soon. Final steps. I mean, it's so crazy right now to see the hover ship just like, it's over just glowing right now.
Taking form.
But aside from that, my dude is the real dude. Franklin, you know what I mean? We'll get into him in a bit.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, my man, my partner, my man, Roscoe, DPD, Dog Pound Gangster. You know what I'm saying? Also, my brother in Fusion and DX.
Yeah.
Man, nice. That's what we do, man. So, you know, we ain't playing today, man. We even are taking them nice dabs over in your nice office, you know. I'm trying to get an office someday like you, man. I'm trying to grow up one day to have my own play school. This dude has literally created like a whole, like, clubhouse, you know what I mean? That's a functioning clubhouse that makes that good bread too along with it.
That's what's up,
man. It's crazy. So you know, so what's a good word, Mr. Franklin?
I think the word today is confidence.
Confidence, yes, that is a great word. You know what I'm saying? What you got to say about that, Sco?
That was too deep for everyone.
No way. What? You don't even, man, come
He's
on.
He's a bad motherfucker, man. You know, confidence. I'm with that.
Yeah, see, that's bad motherfucking
that.
Shit.
I'm with that shit.
See, that's like you go out on the street and you say, hey, what's going on? I want to fight. And you go, hey, I'm confident. They'll step back.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Someone's stepping real hard like, yo, man, got that real confidence.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
Oh, I've experienced it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Of course. You say it.
People try to fuck with me and they go, hey, Frank, I'm going to beat you up. I go, oh, yeah? Well, I'm so confident. Done.
Well, when you say it all creepy like that,
hell
dude,
yeah.
That kind
of
like.
Of course you're confident because you have some type of weapon.
It's like a fucking horror movie when he does that.
You know, it's not like a normal weapon he has either. It's like one of them, like.
Confident.
Yeah, it's like one of
those. That's sexual.
That's like one of, he's got one of those bio warfare weapons, you know what I mean? Like a needle with some dangerous juice in there. He just sticks a few people, dude, and affect the whole room.
Yeah.
That's the kind of, that's why he's confident.
It's a, what do they call that?
Murder.
I think that's the word.
So let's talk about Roscoe for a second. One thing that, you know, my favorite thing on the Wake and Bake show is putting some jams on.
Hell
and
yeah.
Asking people what they like to fucking Wake and Bake to.
Well, that's what I'm here for, man.
So what's
you know?
Up? Tell me what band I pull up on Spotify we can rock out to.
Oh, let's see. What band could you pull up on Spotify? Why don't you pull up the what do they call it? The Jackson.
The
shit. Jacksoners, what are they called?
Michael.
Oh, the Lumineers?
No, this group is from
Jackson 5.
Let me see.
Could be the 5 from Jackson.
Right, no, it's something that I listen to, you know. So I'm keeping with
I want
to
hear
Jacksonians. I ain't even got to pull it up.
So spell it.
You gonna pull up the Jacksonians?
Okay, and Jackson.
I haven't heard
like
of
Jackson. I-A-N-S. Jacksonians.
Yeah, they go.
You know what
See,
I'm saying?
Look, are we learning
we
shit every day?
We want to hear California Dreaming. By the Jacksonians. That's the type of shit that I smoke a blunt to when I get up.
Wherever you are around the world.
4 o'clock in the morning, my shit blasting like this. So we going to Wake and Bake with you one time with the Jacksonians, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Dog Pound Gangsta Style.
That's what I wake up to make Pop-Tarts with.
Oh,
that's what
shit.
I bake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So he bakes.
I'm a Pop-Tart baker, baby.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's gangster
I like this. I like the beat in this shit.
Mm.
That's nice. Shit you wake up.
Shout out. Oh yeah. That's like
what, yeah.
I can see the smoke in the air, right?
It's a little foreplay. Ooh. I could tickle myself to this.
He could tickle himself to it. Yeah. I love it.
Right? It's got that vibe.
Jimi Hendrix was bumping this shit, man.
You know
what I'm saying?
Oh hell yeah.
I'm sure he was. He was bumping a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah.
He was a very big bumper.
Big bumper.
He was bumping cocaine, huh?
Well, I don't think that. I think more psychedelic, more weed.
No, he was definitely doing a bump with all of that.
For sure. Back in that era, they were doing everything.
Yeah, I remember. It was
Andrew is partners with Leon Hendrix, which is Jimi Hendrix's brother.
I didn't even know that.
That's why we have. Oh yeah, Leon. You just this is like walking Jimmy.
Really?
It's the closest we're going to get, right?
A little bit of a legacy.
It's the closest we're going to get to even touching like a like something adjacent to Jimmy.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's what this artwork on the wall is. You're in a museum. This is a spaceship that is on like. Man, we're on some Four Seasons shit over in this bitch.
No, it's
we have nothing but nice. I can't even believe he had people from out of town, and that's why there's some Mountain Dew here. But usually there's nothing but
there's usually the good.
Bristol Farms
bit,
and shit.
A little bit more, not as much sugary.
Never.
Yeah, you could tell.
Never. I couldn't believe it. I was so happy.
You know why? It's because of Mo.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It had to be one of the homies came into town.
One of our shout out to King Mo.
Oh yeah, King Mo. That dude is a beast.
King Mo's my best friend.
Strike Force and Bellator champion.
Okay,
he's a true warrior.
He works out all the time. He tells me he doesn't really eat that often, and just drinks Pepsi and Mountain Dew.
Well, that keep you hungry fucking enough animal. To kill a motherfucker.
That's fucking wild, dude. You know,
right?
Yeah, he loves that shit.
That's what he lives on?
I mean, that's a main part of his diet. He eats regular food and stuff like that, but he lives on the sody.
Well, he's lying to you.
You think
One,
so?
Two. But okay. I did read a 95-year-old woman. They asked her, hey, how you live so long? She said, I drink Diet Coke every day.
No way.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Some people believe that, man. They believe they eat like a bucket full of bacon.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's almost do you think Jared really did lose all that weight from just eating Subway? Or you think that shit was a ploy?
No, that was jail.
Oh, jail afterwards.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to think of it. I think that...
Have you ever done any of those crazy-ass diets and it seemed like it worked?
Hell no.
Never,
none
right?
of that shit. The only diet I ever tried... Back in the day, I was fat guy. You can see if you look up T-Lo and Samuel Jackson, the photo comes up. And I got my long curly hair and my face is all fat and round. And I'm like 265 pounds. And now I'm like 163. So I'm like almost 102 pounds more.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah. And I'm like,
holy cow.
I'm just sitting there chilling, man. I'm just like, this is fat face, man. I don't even know what we were talking about. I got stumped by my fatness.
He had fat boy nightmares right now.
Trauma. Wake up, fat boy, it's over.
Did you exercise as a fat boy?
That's what it was. So I would go, I started hiking. I just started hiking like every day, just on that hill, just hiking and just going to wild adventures and just starting to go on long walks, stop being all so lazy.
That's interesting.
And I did do the South Beach diet.
Okay,
diet.
What is that?
It's a lot of that.
They do say that fucking when you come, it's like this equivalent of a working out, like whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, dude, so, I must work out like 5 or 6 times a day because
then you're getting your healthy workout.
I'm above average then.
All right. Yeah, hell yeah.
My poor guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sometimes.
I heard the great exercise, when you're overweight. A lot of overweight people like that exercise called the steam room.
The steam room.
Steam room.
They don't do nothing. I've been trying to build a home steam room. I swear to God, if you look on my...
All that does is just disgust people. You're just sitting there all fat in the steam room.
Yeah,
all fat,
like it.
Steamy. Like,
steamy fat.
All fat and steamy.
Yeah, it's not cool.
You don't
it's
like the cool. steam room?
Hey, I went with...
steam room with some bad bitches. Right. Not with no fat.
Hey, man, I went to this one with my homie... from Frank 151, that magazine. Man, he's a cool dude. My boy Steve. He took me to this one. Like, it's kind of like one for European people and stuff. And there's like going there. It's like super hot sauna, right? All this stuff and that. Super cold plunge.
How the fuck do you?
Do that? Everyone's butt naked, and there's dudes in there beating each other with these eucalyptus leaves. There's like beating each other, right?
Oh,
and it's fanning. It's like that kind of shit. It's like old Roman, like
some weird shit.
I was like, this some weird shit. My dick was so small. It was like
it was like
a helmet sitting on top of my balls.
Man. Yeah, must have been the size of
just a little tiny knots of helmet just sitting on top of my balls.
Information coming from the right side. Direction.
No, that's how big mine is regularly.
It's coming from it's
too wild.
Pause.
So let's talk about the dog pound. For those that don't know, and a lot of millennials that are, probably hidden under a rock, let's break down how the dog pound started. What was that? And let's kind of like get into that a little bit.
And dog pound was Snoop, Snoop's house, what I'm saying? And that's where everybody would be at working on the music.
Now, what year was this going back? Just like so we go in the way back machine.
1990, 91.
All right, so this is the first initial crew of homies that are all fucking chilling together.
My big brother, Daz, Corrupt, Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg. Now, shout out to Nate Dogg, man, the hook master of a century. That boy had Busta Rhymes like no other, right?
There was the group, and then there was the gang. See, the group was Dazz and Corrupt. That's the Dogg Pound. That's
okay.
The music group.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
The gang, that's the whole crew. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone was part of the Pound.
Big Style, Lil Style. You got... you had a whole lot of niggas back then. You had can't forget Badass. You got Trade E. You know what I'm saying, motherfucking. You know it runs deep.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
You know, Lil Bow Wow was from the Dogg Pound. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool. And then you guys always hung out, and then a lot of guys were writing different verses and inspired by each other. What was the scene like back then?
Well, when I first came around, I was like 9 or 10 years old.
Okay. You know? You're cruising around with all these motherfuckers, right?
Yeah.
And what's
it
like?
The plane. It's like 94. I come from Philly. And Corrupt come and pick me up from the airport, me and my sister. And this is my first time in California. And we pulled off from the airport from LAX, and we got pulled over on the 110.
Welcome to L.A.
First time I had a gun pointed at me. You know what I'm saying?
And that's at 9?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
So, and how did that initial... Did you feel shocked, or how did you feel? Like, what went down?
I wasn't tripping. I was hiding the beer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't saying much. 9-year-old
had a beer.
Nice.
No. I didn't have a beer. I was hiding somebody else's beer.
Oh, yeah.
It was open.
Yeah, of course.
So,
Sure.
And but they let us go, and we went to the studio up at Death Row, and Dazz was up there.
And what was Death Row like, if you explained it? Was it a pretty big place, a small little thing? Was it
pit bulls and guns?
Pit bulls and guns and big soundboards and shit.
Yeah,
and motherfuckers
good
just
music.
Blunting it up
good
like heavy
music.
Duty.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, were a lot of like vinyl throwing down and shit and like making beats. Like, how did it go? Because back then it wasn't like the shit they have now. Back then it was old school, right? Tapes.
It's crazy because
right? CDs just coming out.
It's crazy because everybody was so comfortable. It didn't matter that I was even 9 years old.
Sure.
It was I was, you know, in an environment where you can get out at 9 years old. You can, you know what I'm saying? So that you automatically get that respect when you come in. You gotta realize if you wanna go play with toys, you go play with toys. But if you in there with the grown men, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta hang with the grown men.
And the thing also, you gotta realize.
And if you didn't want to, was there a little area where all the younger cats, like, you could have jammed out
to? Nah, it wasn't that kind
it
of place.
It wasn't like that.
Nah,
yeah, so
you came there, you was down.
That was it.
So you know what
that
I'm saying?
That was it.
So
you're initiated into the sexiness right off the gate then.
Well, now I was just watching, you know what I mean? I'm here, I'm visiting.
So they had no toys in there for you?
No toys in that motherfucker.
So 40 ounces. 40 ounces.
Shit, I love it. Old English.
Fucking Frank.
The old E must have been
hell
flowing
yeah.
strong.
Well, you know,
well,
Roscoe, when he was 14 or 15 years old, he released an album on Capitol Records. That was a big hit.
That's great.
So yeah, you know what I mean? I Love Cali in the Summertime. All that shit was like the national anthem.
Well,
so it's like
actually,
California.
15 is when I started doing music with Corrupt, and I was on all his projects, his solo albums. And then from there, I released my first single when I was 16, and that's when I got the deal with Priority Records. And then we got bought out by Capitol while I was still signed to Priority, so I became a Capitol Records artist. And they put, you know, another extra $1 million into the project that was already there, so that
can I pull up something on Spotify? Do you have something we could?
Hey, you can pull up all kind of shit.
Yeah, tell
you
me,
know you should
tell
pull up right now since you got Nate Dogg. You should pull up the Girls All Pause.
No, but one that he did.
That's what he said. His Nate Dogg, him, and Corrupt.
So it's called
pull up Smooth Selling.
All right, type in smooth.
We gonna play one that I paid the most money for.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh wait, hold on a second. That came up as the
You got to put Roscoe.
I made a song once. It was pretty cool. It was like 30 seconds long.
It was pretty cool. That was the name of the song?
No, it was called FM the 3.
Yeah, here we go.
FM the 3, huh? That ain't Smooth Seven.
All right, so we got Smooth. Yeah, we got all yours pulled up, so that's great.
There it is. Like number 22, I think, on the Billboard chart. Something like that.
Nice.
Now I'm so high and I'm so fly. My gear's on deck, my beard ain't grow yet. I'm so on point, I'm so on one. This is how we do it here in California. Skull Mac, toe back. The one y'all love to blow back. I got five fingers, it ain't no riddle. Why the only one showing is the one in the middle. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the dog going at it over kibble out in the backyard. I drink yak hard, y'all act hard. Now I gotta cut you up like a Mac card. Everybody packing a strap to spark, but don't everybody wanna scrap this ball. I'm old school with it, no tool with it. Head up till we fed up, that's hard.
Smooth selling. I got the lady saying, hell, I even got my mama singing. Singing, yeah. Big Scope saying, my big bro saying, you know you got me moving. I know you feel my music. I show my G influence. All I do is spit fluid. I'm rolling, dipping, smashing. I'm throwing young assassins. I'm growing up real fast, and all I know is flowing, rapping.
They call me Young Roscoe, the Philly fanatic. Silly sporadic, dipping in traffic, gripping the matic. Sharp as a guillotine, still a teen. The California sun just beaming as I lean. Pull out my cigarettes, fiending for nicotine. Straight off the Philly scene, made for the silver screen. In a beam, a foot on the gasoline. Tell me I ain't can fly, some see you seen. And it's all smooth selling. I got the homie singing. Hell, I even got my papa singing.
Rapping about cigarettes and shit.
Is that what it is? So
little bad motherfucker.
Now, did you write the words and stuff, or kind of collaborated?
I write all my stuff. Okay. I got 100%.
Okay,
publishing too.
I love that. That's
all
great.
All my publishing.
That was very smart.
Yo, Franklin, what are you listening to? Like, if you were to pick out a song, what would be your song? Yeah, you wake up and bake too. If you were to wake and bake.
Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
I mean, there we go.
Shake you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, that was a joke. I'm a comedian. Come on, guys.
We could play it. I like that song, actually.
He asked for it. That's what he gets.
Yeah, that's what he gets.
You gonna be funny, then be funny. Don't break the character.
Oh, man.
What character?
I love it. All right, Shake It Off. We went from such a bomb song to Shake It Off. I love it. For all you ladies out there, puff something up and hang out with us right now.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it.
This gets me up in the morning. It gets my little guy up too. We're both up at the same time.
He's like, cut this motherfucker.
And then we're shaking it off,
somebody
baby.
Shoot me right now.
That's it. We shot him.
Oh, let's hold hands. You'll be okay.
Oh, no. He's having a heart attack. Let's go back to Roscoe. That was great right there. Thank you for your Shake It Off contribution.
Oh, I appreciate it.
We'll be back. We'll be back something a little bit better. So that's cool. A lot of it was inspired by life, or what was it when you wrote the lyrics?
Definitely inspired by life.
Okay.
Put me on lockdown, I'ma sneak out back. And when the cameras ain't rolling, I sneak a sack. Let's make one thing clear. This ain't no democracy. Now why you listening to my CD? You see right now, ain't no other rappers hopping me. Oh yeah, Pac and B.I.G., R.I.P. But if you ain't feeling the same way, press eject. I'll even give you 5 seconds. Yeah, yeah. 2, 1.
Definitely shout out to two brothers that are gone that should still be around and shouldn't have been feuding about stupid shit. How much they would have loved this day and age, bro, right? And fucking technology and weed being legal.
I think
man,
things would be so much.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And things would be crazy. Things would be better.
Yeah.
Especially in the music.
Shit, if Biggie and Pac were out here chilling when it was legal, being able to roll around knowing Bud was so fucking, you know, like loved now, they probably could never even imagine that, right?
Man.
You know? Shout out to two cool motherfuckers for sure. Rest in peace.
You know that, man.
Sneak out back.
And when the cameras ain't rolling, I sneak a sack. Let's make one thing clear.
Oh, yeah.
This ain't no democracy. Now why you listening to my CD? You see right now, ain't no other rappers hopping me.
How was the Chronic back then compared to now, though? Was it still as good, or you think...
It was good because it was the best then, just like what's the best now is the best now.
Sure. But do you miss some old school shit or now?
I mean,
any flavors that like rack your brain from the past that you're like, oh yeah, man, I miss that motherfucking strain?
I don't really miss
that. How'd you like Snoop stuff when it first came out and he had that church?
I'm not really, I don't get attached to nothing. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't get attached to nothing, period. Sure. Nothing. I don't never miss nothing.
Sure.
That's funny because I'm about to trade my car in, right? And for another one. And somebody told me, ain't you gonna miss it? I'm like, hell no, nah, I don't want it no more.
That's like me with women.
Somebody else.
Exactly.
It's just like, yeah, you know. Like,
I love it.
Don't get me wrong. Like, you can miss something, but if you're not really attached to it, then you really don't miss it. So,
sure.
It's just a waste of feelings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Waste of feelings.
Dating advice right there.
Yeah, that's some real shit.
Back then, it was fucking scary, though. Like you said, the guns. Gangs.
Nah, it wasn't scary at all. It was exciting.
Exciting.
Was fun.
Okay, to you. Okay, I understand that. From your perspective.
You always love it.
From someone looking on the outside, like myself, it seemed like that motherfucking thing seemed scary.
Like where I grew up at, you know, it'd be a fight. Everybody come standing around and watch. You know, somebody get shot. Everybody standing around and watch. You know, shootout, you know, anything. People didn't really run where I come from, you know, you just watched.
Wow.
You know, so.
Wow.
Like, when you be in a situation, environment.
And you're not afraid when that happens that they're just going to rattle off at someone else looking around and pop somebody else? Or you never felt that would just happen?
I mean, one time it was crazy. One time there was like a thing where we all had to get down. It was like my 18th birthday party, and it was a big old shootout in the parking lot. But.
Wow.
Then there's other times when, like, you know, we was at events and, you know, shit get crazy and we all might have to rush out and get up out of there, you know.
Sure.
But, yeah, other than that, like, me personally, I never, you know, I mean, we was at this one thing and everybody started fighting, chairs and tables flying all over the place.
Wow.
Me and my boy Goldie, we was walking around and we was just watching everybody fighting and we was laughing and we was just... It was funny to us, you know what I'm saying? Because we knew it was going to happen. So when it happened, we just walking through trying not to get in the mix with nobody, trying to get one side to the other.
Oh,
but we
shit.
Can't help stopping and watching. It's like, oh, shit, you see that shit? He's like, yeah, I seen it. So then a Battle Cat came over. He's like, man, you little young motherfuckers, man, get y'all asses over here, man. Y'all niggas playing too much, man. That shit ain't funny, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Battle Cat always checking us when we do something.
I had a lot of that with dodgeball back in the day.
Tons of it.
Dodging balls.
Dodging balls.
I dodge balls a lot.
The ball dodger.
Oh, man.
That's what they call me.
So, Franklin, you a resident of California, my brother?
I am now.
You are now. Where were you from before?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. So that's a big crossover.
Yeah,
East Coast
nice
to the
place.
West Coast.
I mean, a white place. It's a very white place.
Yeah.
There's
some white people in Connecticut.
Yeah, it's predominantly white.
Predominantly. So you figured you want to get into the mix.
Yeah, I just wanted to get out of the white.
Yeah, you like the different flavors of the ladies yourself? Or
oh,
what?
I love all flavors
all
of ladies.
All flavors of ladies?
I love all flavors of everything, really. All
right, that's great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm like the guy who goes into the movie theater with the soda,
uh-huh.
And I put them all in one. You know, all the flavors.
Suicide cups.
Yes.
Is that what that's called?
Suicide.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty excessive to call it suicide.
Okay.
But
that's what it's called.
The terminology doesn't fit there.
Not when you drink.
I would call it
ecstasy
side. You know.
That's been called suicide since I was a kid, and I'm 44.
Oh, really?
That's funny.
I turned 44 on Monday.
Oh, you're not old.
I'm OG.
Like Jay-Z.
You're young.
OG. What's the good word?
That's another pimp right
Big Boy's birthday's today.
Original grandpa.
Big boy. A big boy from Power 106 birthday's today.
Oh, really? Oh man, happy birthday, big boy.
That's
happy
our boy
birthday.
Right there. Happy what up, big?
Happy birthday, big boy.
Yeah. That's great.
Even Franklin gave you love, big.
I love you,
absolutely.
Big.
Absolutely.
We're gonna go.
Absolutely.
They're gonna take that. They're gonna take that good. See, even though we over here at the spaceship at Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio, we still give love, man. We in LA. We love, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We respect. We got We take care of each other, man.
That's how we get out.
You know what I think about things? What do you check about this, Franklin? All right. You know, like, all right, so if anything ever happens, say, like, someone tried to really come on our land, like some war, you know what I mean? Like, someone tried to hit us here. See, the things about it is, there's a lot of people that are not able to be eligible to be in the military because they got felons or gun charges or whatever. If you were to come to United States, come to L.A., and activate the streets.
Yeah.
Like, you got the, you get the real, like, the Bloods, the Crips, the, all on the same side.
Oh,
like,
we
get, I'm talking about, I'm a man, come on, let's go. Could you imagine, like, the shit would come out of the woodwork?
Oh.
It's not a game. Like, you go to England, they don't have no guns.
No.
They're going to come out with their bobby sticks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they have big dildos.
Tapping people. Yeah, what are we going to do with that?
Yeah.
But I'm saying, in L.A. alone, we got, like, an army alone. I mean, we really, we got armies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Army of fools. Then you got them weird white folks. Live down in Fallbrook, they would come up too. And them, you know, them, whatever those dudes down there are, them weird prejudiced people. Them, fuck, I got fuck what they are. There's one guy, he lives down there, Fallbrook, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
all I know about Fallbrook, because they got a lot of avocados.
I can't help you with this one right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't ran into them.
You can't help with this
Thank
one.
The Lord.
You know?
Thank the Lord on that one.
Did you, back then, did you, or still when you did a lot of these, did you get to, back then videos were a lot more popular. Did you get to do a bunch of videos on any of the songs that you popped off on, or got to been in any cool videos back in the day, obviously with all these guys?
Hell yeah.
You must have been thrown into the mix.
I shot a bunch of videos, you know, that's part of the movie.
He's in the movie, Hollywood Homicide, also, all kinds of stuff.
But let's break that down, because a lot of people don't ever get in their life the opportunity to, like, make a music video. So it's like, break it down. Like, what is it like? What were some of the ones? What was, like, your most favorite one, or one of your favorites that you were on, whether it was yours or not? Like, I'm just curious.
I think my favorite one, honestly, would be the one I shot in Atlanta with Organized Noise and Dungeon Family. And I had my mama. I flew my mama out. She was in the video.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's probably my favorite one.
Mainly because your mom rolled out, or was the atmosphere really cool? Was the setup cool? What break it down.
It was just dope. I just was doing what I wanted to do. I was just
nice.
Flying everybody in. Big budget shit. And,
hell,
you know,
yeah.
What I'm saying?
Hell,
just,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm in Atlanta spending big money, you know.
And then, youngster,
and
too.
And then how did the shoot? How
Crazy.
Many people rolled onto the shoot, like, got to participate,
man,
in the video?
Bubba Spark came through. Gip from the Goody Mob, he was
Gip
there.
Got them purple, got them yellow,
Rico,
got them
red. Ray, Sleepy Brown,
ain't nobody
Corrupt was there.
Best me.
That was a fucking
Brian Barber,
one.
The director who shot ATL.
Sure.
Who else was in there?
And was it just, like, outside by a pool, like, ho shaking the ass, or what was
as
it?
As a matter
what,
of fact, what Brian like? Barber actually directed that video.
No, it's dope, dude. It's like it's
set the scene up. What was it like in the video? If I was watching it, what was it? Was it outside? Fucking girls shaking at this. What was the video about?
Like, well, we sitting on the porch.
Okay.
And, you know, Corrupt come outside and he's like, "What you niggas doing, man? You know, you want to roll me to the club?" I'm like, "Yeah, we want to go to the club." He like, "Yeah, right, nigga. Mommy said clean up the house, fool."
Oh,
and so then it's like, all right, bro. I give him a hug and he leave. But I picked his pocket. I took his keys. So I take one of his cars.
Oh,
and then, you know, go to a club and I go to the club where he at, and, you know, end up at the same club. And we in there turned up.
And he's turning it up with you, or is he?
It's just funny. It's a funny
it's
thing.
Actually, yeah. It actually ends. The video ends like it's a dream. Like, I'm just still sitting on the porch, and my mama comes out at the end of the video and wake me up like, "Get in here and get this house together."
That's awesome.
He has like a big fake ID.
Dude,
it's hilarious.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, it's a good video.
Yeah, that's. Other than that, I would say my favorite video would be the one I directed myself.
Oh, okay, great.
With
and what was that? What was the song?
With Jason Mavridis. It's called RNS.
Okay, and what did RNS stand for?
Real nigga shit.
All right. All right.
But
that's right up Franklin's alley.
He's getting real, right?
We shot that. We shot that in like a 1920s mobster setting. You know what I'm saying? What a pimp!
Got like thing that would we do?
You got like the Alec Baldwin lookalike, but like the fat Alec Baldwin, like to be like a mob boss.
Everybody was in like the zoot suits and shit.
Oh, amazing!
That's fucking fly.
We had like an old ass car. We rented and. We basically green screened everything and kind of made the background Alfred Hitchcock style in the car scenes, like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And we used a really good.
So was high it was like graphics. Black and white or no?
Oh, it's a dope video. Totally I'll check that out, man.
It's like a little movie. It's like a little movie. So I call it Scarface Gotti.
Is it still on YouTube? Like people can check that shit out.
Yeah. So if they S C O E, it's under SCO instead of Roscoe.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. That's tight.
It's called RNS.
And is that where everybody could check out a lot of the other videos and stuff that you've done throughout time?
Yeah, SCOTube. You know what I'm saying?
SCOTube.
SCOTube. That's my.
So that's SCOTube. What do you know about SCOTube?
Do you have a website or anything set up like that? Or Instagram, if people want to shout out at you?
Yeah, my Instagram is SCOEDPG, SCOEDPG, and my Twitter is RoscoEDPG, RoscoEDPG.
Hell yeah. And you doing more songs these days? What's in the life of Roscoe?
I put my last album out 2014, so I'm going on like 5 years that I haven't put anything out right now. But you know, I don't know, I'm a perfectionist, so.
Well, it's about to go down.
I'm not a, you know, fame chasing rapper. I'm not a thirsty rapper, you know. I don't want to be relevant or none of that shit. Like
that's how I feel too, man.
I just do the music because it's what I do.
That's you.
I already make money just being me. I'm SCO. Everything I do, I get paid for. So.
That's
except
what I'm
for
talking
this show.
About. Yeah, man.
No, I'm just playing. But
I'll pay you with some water bottles, man. We got your back.
And you know I'm on my cleanse right now too.
That's
so
what
I need
saying.
All the water right.
That's good though.
All
you
the
doing
water.
Like the cayenne whatever type thing, or you just
I put
water?
Cayenne pepper on everything.
So, yeah, but you know what? It's actually good for you. No, it's no bullshit. Like they say that if you take a little bit of cayenne every day, it's great for your digestion.
Yeah, I heard it.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
No, it's true.
I fuck with cayenne.
We always got to have a little bit of tidbit.
So a typical day for Franklin. Yeah. How does that roll
What's
about?
What's a typical day for Franklin?
Like, what time you wake up in the morning?
Get up, put on my suspenders, and kick some ass.
Well, basically.
Pull up some suspenders and kick some ass.
I don't put the suspenders on first. I put my socks on first.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm naked, put the socks on.
Oh, man. Just fast forward a little bit. Then,
you want the short version? Cliff
go ahead, give us the real deal.
All right, and then I put my suspenders on. Then I remember to put underwear on, so I got to take the suspenders off and the pants off and put the underwear on. Then put the pants back on, put the suspenders on. Then I put on my tie, and then I put my shirt on. I haven't washed this shirt in 5 years. And then I put the glasses on last. It takes a while, you know. I have a special hair thing that I do, but you know, it's not like a. You know, I'm not vanity. You know, it's not like.
And then once you got yourself all set up, you hitting the streets, picking up the ladies, or what's going on during the day?
Well, I get on the Tinder.
All right.
And I swap and see if I get any matches.
And how are we doing on the Tinder?
Well, that's been going on 7 years. I have one match.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was the. It was the company's match.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like they gave me a free.
I wanted like a free match.
Like, hey, welcome to Tinder. I'm your match.
And you got to talk to a little bot, like a little spider bot.
Yeah, I tried asking her out on a date.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
No, she didn't respond. But yeah. I've been using the DMs for that.
And
like Olivia Munn, I just DM her an eggplant.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
DM'd her an eggplant.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
And like a little fire flame. No, it's how they do it. It's gentleman lock.
Yeah.
Did she hit you back?
A little gentleman blocking probably at the same time.
Well, I keep telling Taylor Swift too, you know, let's shake it off together. What's going on?
Oh, shit. And you perform, do any stand up or anything like that?
Yeah, mostly on the street corners, like, you know, doing tricks.
I love it. I love it.
No, I perform all over LA. All
right. Where do you, where are some spots you hit up in case people want to see you?
I don't know when the Nick. Well,
what
I'm
have
always
you been
doing the, yeah, so yeah. There's a show called Freak Show.
Okay.
They have a residency in Vegas.
Okay.
They play at the Globe Theater.
Okay.
Downtown.
Okay.
I do that a lot. I'm also at the Comedy Store a lot.
Okay, Comedy Store here in L.A.?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Also at the Ice House in Pasadena.
Ice House, nice.
Long Beach.
Long Beach.
You know, everywhere.
And is there an Instagram or a way that people could hit you up and see where you're performing if they want to check you out?
Yeah, Tinder preferably, but or LinkedIn maybe. But I'm trying to link out of that, so I just stuck to the Instagram.
All right.
It's at FM the third, the number three, RD.
All right. Say that one more time for our stoners.
Hey guys, pay attention now.
I'm trying real hard. I swear to God, I'm
here
literally.
We go. You're down a dark tunnel, and you're seeing lots of colors. And now all you see is the at sign, okay? And then next to the at sign, you see F, then M, as in Mary, and then what's the rest of it? Oh,
three.
F M the T H E third, the number three R D.
Awesome.
I don't even think
I'm
got
confused
that.
As fuck.
Me too. I'm like, hey, man.
Yo,
might want to talk to the team about fixing.
We're getting towards the end of this episode. Yo, Roscoe, my brother, that was fucking great having you on. I enjoyed listening to some of your music. I got to admit, I hadn't gotten to listen to it before, but we're going to be jamming to that shit all day.
Hell yeah.
And we're
going to
throw some of these tunes up in the hip hop hour over here on Purple Haze Radio.
Let me tell you this. Smoke I got to give Andrew respect, man. So Andrew, obviously, is the CEO, is the mastermind behind this whole spaceship we have going on. But the thing is, he actually is a real program director. He programs every damn song. Do you know how many hours? It's like 168 hours a week of programming. He has to come up with song by fucking song. It's like, I went on a road trip and it was so annoying. This dude knows every fucking goddamn song on the planet. So it's ridiculous.
I'm
going
to start listening
dude.
To your shit, and then all of a sudden we'll be in the car, and all of a sudden I'll know all your fucking lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's like that.
He'll be like, how the fuck did he learn them all?
He's a true
like
East Coast white boy of hip hop and music. You know what I mean?
Born
he's
in
that
the
dude.
East.
That's right.
Born in the East, rest in the West.
That's you know right. what I'm saying?
I can relate to that.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucking yes.
Yeah, man, we doing this, man. Purple Haze Ray, I'm about to take some dabs, man. What about
yeah,
you, Sco?
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do let's that, man. Franklin, you the up. Man.
Thank you so much, guys, for allowing me
to
be on
I
this.
Think if we dabbed out Franklin, he might fall on the floor and pass out. That
oh,
one,
no.
Huh?
Franklin took a dab. We just need to blow it near Franklin. He could just get high by osmosis.
I'm getting a tolerance to the contact high, but it's still right, pretty good.
All right, that's good. That's good.
Give him a brownie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'll kill me. Then I'll start trying to rap, and that won't be good.
He'd be one of the ones that would roll to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
that's happened before.
That would be the first time in this beautiful next level building that to bring in the people that use the emergency key in the elevator. Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, nah. So anyway, thank you guys so much for checking out the Wake and Bake Show. You guys can check out all the great programming we have on purplehaze-radio.com and check out all the different zones of music, 27 zones of music. We got live concerts at 7 p.m. Pacific time. We got cannabis talk shows throughout the day at 4:20, 7:10 a.m., high noon, other times during the day, and at 4:20 p.m. Check out all the great shows we have. Check out our radio schedule. And just remember, no matter what you guys are doing around the world, rock out to Purple Haze Radio, Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. And just remember, you know, sometimes you get up in the morning, you got a bad day, no matter where you're from, somebody's bugging you, mom, girlfriend, cousin, whoever it may be, worker, you're going to work, you just, man, I can't stand that motherfucker. And just realize, don't let it bother you. Because at some point in time, you're going to go home, you're going to go chill with a friend, you're going to get a break, and you're going to smoke a little weed. My name is Andrew Pizzicalis. I'm the CEO of Purple Haze Radio and Purple Haze Properties. You guys have a wonderful and blessed day. Tilo, my brother from another mother.
Yes, yes, yes.
We out.
We out. We out. We out.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.